Hi friends, thank you for coming back to Failure Art Party. Just a heads up, I had some issues with the editing software while working on this episode. So that means you'll get to hear the raw footage of failure along with some possibly awkward pauses and cuts, which is perfect because this podcast is all about failure. So stay tuned to support women in STEM and learn why mules always have the most fun. Enjoy!
Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. And at the party, Marissa likes a failure.
Welcome to Failure Art Party. I'm Marissa Habashi, and I am back today with the famous members of the Hydro Dip episode, Gina and Kayla.
Hey!
Hey!
Yes. It is everyone's favorite episode, which is fine, and I'm totally cool with.
Even though it was the worst?
No, it was not the worst. It was so much fun.
It was the best because we failed the most.
It was, yes. And I think that it was the biggest failure, and thus it has the most listens, which is fine. But if you are tuning in, check out the other ones too. They're all good. But this is Failure Art Party.
Wait, Marissa, which one's your favorite so far?
Oh my goodness.
Which one do you think should be fan favorite?
Fan favorite? Yeah. I think graffiti.
Yeah, I do too.
I think graffiti. Yeah, because
the pacing was good.
The pacing was good. And it was actually, the thing was quick, like, the actual doing the graffiti was quick, yeah. And the history was really interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about raviolo.
Yeah, you gotta come here.
Alright.
What was that, Dane?
The graffiti episode taught me about the term raviolo for the singular of ravioli.
Mm. Which I watch a lot of cooking shows.
That's such a fantastic piece of knowledge. The singular of...
Because you talked about graffito.
Graffito, yes.
Which led to ravioli.
There's a lot of etymology on this podcast. You wouldn't think it, but it's there.
We like language.
I'm also joined by Dane, if you recall, from the caricature assassination episode.
Hello.
Yes. And he will be in and out. He will be providing comments as he feels needed to do so. So we have Gina, Kayla, and Dane here. And so today, what Failure Art Party is, if this is the first time you're listening. This is a podcast where we try different artistic crafts, different projects. And it's called Failure Art Party because we're not scared to fail. We are going to go into this kind of blind, and we're just going to do it. And I think our anticipation is we fail. We're almost like, we want to fail. But it's kind of a win. It's a win if we fail. It's a win if we don't.
Yeah,
a win if we do well.
Have any of them?
Have we done great?
Dane's characters were really great.
Thank you very much.
Dane was a winner for the caricatures. Mm-hmm. I'm going to think of a better
one. Us personally, not so many.
Hydro-dipping.
The resin. A lot of people like the resin.
The resin did pretty well.
Yes, the resin. So for today, we're doing drum roll. Pinatas.
Marissa, tell us about pinatas.
Well, they are these things that you hit and candy falls out of them.
So this is one of the things that, you know, you live in Texas and then think are normal until you ask people who are not from Texas. And you're like, oh, so you mean you don't do mums at football games? You also don't hit giant donkeys and let candy fall out of them at all the birthdays and holidays?
See,
no?
Even from the Midwest... We truly, pinatas are reserved for like 5 and under birthday parties. And that's like if your mom got you one at Walmart.
No,
like,
girl.
Yeah, for real.
No, it is a frequent thing here in Texas to fill them with tequila and do adult pinatas.
That sounds great.
That is new.
And that's better than the cheap wine that I got. Not Stutter Home. Sutter Home.
So, but to a group of three speech pathologists, we can for sure call it Stutter Home.
Yeah. And actually, Kayla, I think this idea was inspired by you because you were talking about the Fiesta celebration.
Yeah. So sadly, due to COVID, Fiesta has been postponed for the second year in a row. But Fiesta is like Texas' version of Mardi Gras. Happens around Easter, and it's a whole month long, and it's food, drinking, eating. And it's primarily in San Antonio, where we lived for a few years, which is why we're really into it. But it's just the best. They're a family-oriented event. The whole city decorates their yards and puts up wreaths, and everyone dresses in their brightest colors. And, you know, there are things like Nyosa, where you can go downtown, and they shut down all the streets in San Antonio, and there's food. And
wait, Nyosa?
Night in Old San Antonio.
Oh.
Nyosa. And then to start off, there's always Oyster Bake at St. Mary's, which is the big Catholic school in San Antonio, and it's basically an oyster fest. And then on the last day, or the day before the last day, they have the King William Fest, and that's where, like, the historic, big historic district in downtown where they shut down all the streets and everyone goes for live music. And so, you know, it's just basically a party all month long, and there's different festivals.
So what are the dates for Fiesta normally?
Usually in April. So
Fiesta would have been happening right now.
And there are people in San Antonio still doing, like, school parades. Like, schools are still shutting down for Friday for Battle of the Flowers, which is a big thing, because there's Little Flower Basilica, which is, like, this big Catholic church in San Antonio. You know, and so it's just a month of a lot of fun, and you know, everyone hangs out and it's like, oh, what Fiesta event are you doing? Are you going to do, you know, Oyster Bake? Are you going to go to King William? Are you going to do Nyosa? As you get older, you kind of, you know, veer away from Nyosa, which is all night partying, and you tend to do more like King William, the art walk, you know, things like that with your family. But yeah, so things like cascarones, piñatas, wreaths, they do these flower crowns that you wear, and those are a very, very big deal. So it's all about bright colors, and, it's just a lot of fun. And sadly, they have postponed it again, but we're hoping
next year
for a real Fiesta.
Yes. And, cascarones. I said like a real white girl.
That's okay.
Cascarones. Giddy, but that's not how you pronounce it. But that's an egg full of confetti. And I didn't know that until moving here.
Those are really, really fun.
Yeah.
They're primarily done at Easter. Here in Corpus, you can find places that will sell you a giant trash bag full for like $10.
Uh-huh.
And you just smash these eggs on people's heads. Now, I don't know the history behind cascarones, but ever since I was a child, my mom would put a dozen in all of our Easter baskets. And that was just part of Easter, was going around and smashing cascarones on each other's heads.
Fun.
Another thing you think is normal until you talk to people from the Midwest and you're like, oh, this is not something the other states do.
I remember getting a real egg smashed on my head. Like an unboiled, like a full-on with yolk all over. It was for some sort of event, and we didn't know about this option, and someone just like smashed a real egg on my head.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that.
Yeah, no, did that not happen to you?
No, that sounds traumatic.
No, it was like some sort of fundraiser, and they come to your door, and
they ask you, can you give me money, and then can I smash an egg on
you? Yes.
That seems like a lose-lose for you for sure.
I know, it was, and I don't know. We were just, it's kind of, you know, it's bleak up in the north, you know, not a lot of color.
Especially at the end of winter, we're willing to do whatever it is. We're willing to do whatever it is to get us out of our homes, to do anything.
Are you guys familiar with the history of the piñata?
Not at all. Considering how many times we've used them over the years.
Take a guess. Which country do you think it originated in?
Brazil.
Brightly colored. That's a good guess. I'm going to go with Colombia.
China.
What?
Oh, wow. It originated in China.
So many assumptions were made.
I know. Well, no, I think it's
I been, can see that, though.
China. It's been well adapted by South America, for sure. But and Central South America. But, no, China used to do it for...
like Chinese New Year?
Yes, exactly. The Chinese New Year.
I can see that.
And they had it filled with seeds, like five different seeds. And then they would like burn the seeds and then do something with the ashes.
burn the seeds?
Yes, they would. They would burn the seeds, they used to like vegetable some sort of seeds,
fertilizer, or
no. So they decorated their pinata with symbols and colors.
Symbols
and colors. Any symbol. And this is to
secret
produce
symbol.
Yes,
the skull and bones.
A code. To produce a favorable climate for the coming growing season, 5 types of seeds, and then the remains. Okay, after the pinata was broken, the remains were burned and the ashes kept for good luck.
Of the seeds and the pinata?
Like
the remains just make it seem like the remains of the pinata.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking the remains of the seeds. But sure, maybe it is the remains of the pinata. Weird. Interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. So this happens a lot when I do art history, but the Europeans came and kind of stole this idea. God, they take everything, you know? Yeah. So this is in the 14th century.
Western world.
I know. I'm sorry. This is one podcast about Western imperialism. I'm sorry. It's
I'm a bummer theme.
I know. But in the 14th century, Europeans brought this to Europe. That makes sense. And I think it's really Spain took it on. And the Christians really got into it for Lent. And the first Sunday of Lent they called Pinata Sunday, which I think we should bring back. Yeah. I think that would be so much fun. They had a celebration called the Dance of the Pinata. And then we have another Italian word, which I pronounced as pignata, which I...
So is it like a lasagna kind of thing where the G in lasagna is silent and it makes that like N-A back of the throat, G-N kind of thing? So pignata.
Yeah, it's probably just pinata.
Like, you know, IPA, like, you know, it's the N with the tail.
Yes, yeah. But it's spelled like...
With a G.
Pignata.
Like bologna.
Yes, bologna.
Lasagna.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
But a lot of these artistic terms that we've been using do have Italian origins. And Gina
is Italian.
I am like third generation removed Italian.
Gina Mucci.
Yes. She got like a really Italian sounding like
sure.
name.
Yeah, I do. Sure.
Okay. That's true. I'm like, I guess, second generation Egyptian, but you wouldn't know it.
Sure.
Okay.
No, Gina, tell us your dad's name. It's so Italian, it's great.
Donato. Niccolo Mucci.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, my grandfather was Giuseppe Mucci. I had Nicolina Mucci. I have a Tony, a Vince. I have all of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got them all. Aunt Maria, Aunt Teresa. I got them all.
That's
my great Aunt Marguerite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I mean, so my grandparents emigrated. Came here from Italy.
Okay.
In the 30s.
Okay.
And so then my dad is first generation, so I guess I'm second generation.
Yeah. So even though pinatas are mostly known as a Mexican tradition, it's Italian too. So if you want to bring it back.
My dad would be so proud.
Yes, let dad know. Let dad know.
My dad is just like your dad and just like that really fierce homeland pride.
It's the Mediterranean. Yeah. I don't know what it does something to people. Anyway, okay, so the Spanish brought the pinata tradition. Oh my God, guys, tradition to Mexico in the 16th century, however, they said that even before the Spanish brought it, there were signs that the Mayans and the Aztecs were also doing similar traditions, probably very long. Yeah. So again, Europeans taking cred, but people were doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway. So tell me how you think to pronounce this. So the Aztecs, they used pinatas to commemorate the birthday of this particular god. Here's his name. Okay, I'll show it to you. Okay, there's that. And then if you want to, it's Huitzilopochtli.
Oh.
Can you try to pronounce that?
Huitzilopochtli.
Huitzilopochtli?
Asked me to try.
I know, and you tried. Thank
I really
you.
Tried and I failed. This okay. is the part of our podcast.
That's
Thank
true.
You.
It's a failure pronunciation party with a couple of speech pathologists. Yes. So there were signs that this was used by the Aztecs and the Mayans. But when the Spanish brought it over, it was used, the piñata was used for purposes of evangelism in that, I guess the monks modified it and they created the Las Posadas tradition, which, I guess celebrated in mid-December around Christmas time.
Posadas, so, P-O-S-A-D-A-S?
Yes. What is that?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I think I've heard it recently. Continue.
Okay. But I guess it was just kind of, there was a lot, I guess I learned one time when I went to San Antonio and I went to a mission, there was a lot like when priests came over, kind of like in order to get in good with people, there was a lot of like adopting their traditions, but like, oh no, you can do it for Christianity too. Like, we're all cool. Like, you can convert to Christian, but we'll still do your traditions too. And
then we didn't.
Los Posadas means the end. And it's a religious festival. It's kind of a bummer.
Oh, wait, sorry. Tell us again.
Los Posadas is the end. Like the, inns? You know, the inn where Mary, mm-hmm. they could not find a place to stay. So Los Posadas is a religious festival celebrated in Mexico. And it is like commemorates the journey that Joseph and Mary made from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
Oh, yes. Okay. But I think they just decided to, and then they just decided to add the piñata because they saw the Mexican people were already doing that. So, I guess you do what you gotta do when you make lemons out of lemonade.
But long story short, piñatas are just the best. And they are part of all of my childhood holidays and are so fun.
And when you grow up, you do fill them with piñatas? Tequila instead of seeds.
No, we don't do Christmas, but we do definitely do Easter. It's very common at Easter, very common on birthdays. I had a friend the other day that did a gender reveal with a piñata.
Okay.
So,
that's better than using dynamite, yeah, which some people do.
Yeah, and it then causes earthquakes.
And death. Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
So, but very, very common here in South Texas for a lot of reasons. But
yes. Yeah. So I'm saying, so we're not purchasing this piñata. We're making this piñata.
Yeah.
And Kayla's birthday is on May 5th.
Which in Texas is Cinco de Mayo, which is actually
kind of everywhere.
It's everywhere. But it's really shouldn't be a holiday because everyone thinks it's Mexican Independence Day. It's not. It's actually a celebration of when Mexico won a battle against the French.
Thank you, girl.
Think in the city of Puebla, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's just a reason to get drunk. Everyone does it.
Can we make every holiday a reason to get drunk?
Yeah, girl. It's not Cinco de Mayo, Cinco de Drinko. So, but it's really fun. So we'll make this piñata and we'll fill it with little bottles of tequila and we can bust it open on my birthday.
Perfect. I love
year 28 is going to be the best year.
Yes. I'm totally saving this for your birthday, 100%. So we're going to do the most common piñata form is the donkey.
Yes.
So why?
I don't know the answer to that question. You think I would, but I don't.
Everybody loves to
hit an ass. They come in all sizes. I mean, like for Easter, we had a bunny. Sure. Mm-hmm. Actually, in a basket. Uh-huh. And then for some holidays, like I've seen like a car from, you know, Disney movie Cars. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like for our growing up, like. You had a Powerpuff Girls birthday? We're going to get you a Powerpuff Girls piñata. You know what I mean? Like from Target or Walmart or
for
Meijer.
For some reason,
Meijer.
I didn't think they would sell those in the Midwest. Hmm? I didn't know that they would sell those.
Only at like party stores. Like not like liquor stores, but like Party Central, like where you'd go and find like a bunch of party stuff.
Hmm.
All right. So the first step. All right. And okay. So this podcast also is hoping to inspire listeners. If they, you know, would like to try to make their own piñata, we do lots of crafts here and there is inspiration in terms of, we want you to try to do these things at home too. Don't just watch videos about it. Don't just see other people do it and then be sad because you're not doing it. Do it and fail. So our first step, we have a cardboard box with us. You can do paper mache to make piñatas, but we are using cardboard and, Gina's got a beautiful Zulily cardboard box.
Shout out to Zulily, not sponsored, but we would accept your sponsor.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody would sponsor. I don't think I've made anybody look good in this podcast.
You guys, I use Zulily so often. It is like one of my biggest cruxes. Anyway, we don't have time on Zulily. Okay. But Zulily, if you're listening, we're here.
We're here.
We're here and we love you.
Yeah.
And we will take your sponsorship.
My address is this. I'll take any sponsorship at this point, but I do want your Azusa Lily. Okay. So our first thing is we are going to take one side of the cardboard box and draw out the shape of a donkey.
Oh, yeah, I am right not now. The person I'll to do it. That. Okay. Gina, thank you.
Has I volunteered do, as tribute.
I will volunteer to exact a knife out of it, but yay, I am not.
That's perfect.
Not
this is going to be a 3D donkey, so we need two donkey shapes, mm-hmm. and then we are going to make it 3D by taping together cardboard right. panels to we make it 3D.
We can do this.
Okay.
All right, so I am just drawing on the box now.
Like, yes, okay. Do you have something to model, are you doing freehand?
I have a little template pulled up on my phone awesome. Right here.
Well, oh, she's got the nose.
Is that
very
just
good.
A matte pencil, or is that like a special...
This pencil?
Yes.
It's a grease pencil. I used it to write on my bottles at daycare. So you can usually, you write it on and then you can wipe it off.
Oh, she drew the ear. Solid. I can't wait for you to see it, Kayla. It is. It's beautiful. Adorable. She drew the butt and now we're doing the legs.
I'm so glad Gina is doing this and I am not.
We should be taking pictures.
I should be super glad about it.
Wait, can I see your phone? Can I take a picture?
Yeah.
Can you send it to me? Okay.
Maybe we'll make it. Maybe we'll.
Okay.
So should we cut this out and then use it as a trace for the other side?
Yes.
It's
yes.
not going to be...
Okay.
Oh, you started off strong and then...
Started off strong and then...
No, that's what... It confidence. You have confidence. And you deserve... It's well deserved. I think it's good. I do.
I mean, it doesn't
don't make a face. I like it. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
All right, this is the template part, so this is what we're cutting out.
Nice. Good plans. Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. The Zulily donkey?
The Zulily donkey.
All right, and now I'm handing the box over to Kayla with our. Let me put this in.
This is very good. I think this is going to be cute. We might solidly be able to fit quite a few mini tequila bottles in this.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So, shouldn't we cut out maybe like the side of it so it's easier for her to exact? Or can she exacto knife upright?
I'd probably do it this way.
Okay.
Should be fine.
Okay.
I feel like I have a big job in this. I'm so excited.
Of course.
Last time I was on this podcast, y'all, I was so pregnant and was having issues.
Kayla isn't pregnant anymore. She had her baby.
I did. He's 5 months old. So it's hard to believe that like the last podcast I was on was more than 5 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I know.
Because I was like 34 weeks pregnant. I was in pain.
I know. Yeah. And we were just making you inhale all those paint.
No, spray paint it was great though. I made a really great.
We wore masks, everybody. Everybody, don't come for us. We wore masks.
I made a charcuterie board. It was.
Kayla
awesome.
Had snacks.
Yeah.
It was a great
there was
podcast.
So much cheese. It was amazing. Yeah.
Would do it again in a heartbeat.
10 out of 10 would recommend. And we are. We're doing it again right now.
So Kayla is starting to exacto knife the donkey.
It is very, very difficult actually, but I'm doing it.
Wait, do you want it? Should we cut it out so it's flat?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
If it's flat, then
should we get on our table?
Well, what did you cut your table? Okay, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, no. It's fine. I just have to go down a couple times. Gina, you did a great outline. Oh, much better than me. This is a very sharp exacto knife. I really recommend whatever nice knife is. Exacto, if you would like to sponsor.
X-ACTO. We're here. We're here. We love you.
I'm starting to look desperate.
Maybe I am.
No, we're not desperate. Yeah. We're just saying that, we use these materials quite frequently.
That's true. And Gina's a professional. She's got professional. These are not mine. These are Patrick's.
Exacto knives are Patrick's?
These are Patrick's.
Oh, for what? What does he use exacto knives for?
I have no idea.
You know, I would maybe next Pecino. Gosh, I'm losing it. Next podcast, since Father's Day is coming up, I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do for Father's Day, y'all. It's the first Father's Day that I've had to be like, oh shit, I have a kid. Like,
Who also has a father.
Who also has a father, so I guess I should plan a gift. Is there any cute crafts, like, you know, where you, like, I don't know, paint your kid's butt and make, like, a stamp picture?
I'm sure we can do some butt crafts.
So, like, I know you can make, like, a flower, like, out of butt cheek.
I know you could do pumpkin.
Yeah, oh, I've seen a butt pumpkin. Super cute. Super cute.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's much easier when you're going
down.
Turn the box, girl. Turn the box so you're always going down.
Oh, yeah.
No, like this. No.
Brilliant. Brilliant. This is why Gina's here. I can't, y'all.
Also, don't cut off your finger or something.
Promise. But that's okay. I mean, we all have our CPR certification. One of you will save my finger, right?
With CPR?
That has nothing to do with limbs.
That's true.
Not at all.
If your finger does...
Isn't it CPR first aid? Right? No?
It's more like rescue breathing and compressions.
Jokes.
But,
jokes,
oh. I'm sorry. Sometimes I have trouble with sarcasm.
We know.
Okay.
We know.
I don't
know. We know, and we still love you.
And we love you still, yep.
I just cut through the donkey. It's okay. It'll be fine.
Oh my god, I thought you were going to say your finger, Kayla. Oh, it doesn't matter about the donkey.
I know, quick, do CPR. Breathe into her mouth. She lost a finger. Can you show how's it?
I am finishing the ear. This is the last little part. So I'm about to punch it out of the...
Okay. Can you show it really quickly? Just
yes.
So, okay.
Yes. Okay. So you can see how I've kind of...
There we go. Look at that.
Yeah.
Gina, I think you did a great job with that.
Yeah.
And you too, Kayla. Sorry. Thanks. I've done nothing yet.
So. You are hosting a podcast. That's very important. Thank Not you. All of us are podcast hoster material.
I don't know. I read off of Wikipedia. Okay, that's where my source is. Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, if you also would source. Like to sponsor.
Wikipedia always asks for money. I don't think they have money.
I know. I wish they had just... They do, and actually, I was so grateful for because I use them a lot to get information. I did donate to Wikipedia this year.
Did you?
Yeah,
really?
I do a lot.
I did.
It's a couple dollars.
Yeah, nothing much, but I feel like I do. I mean, they're pretty useful. I use them a lot.
Everyone uses Wikipedia.
Beautiful.
Yay!
I love it.
Okay. So now you want to trace this little guy?
All right, and now we are just tracing this little donkey. This little donkey on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So we can.
So we need two donkeys to make a 3D donkey.
And really, 3D, we're just going to be putting them next to each other and putting cardboard in between them to make it kind of like a thick.
A thick donkey.
Right?
What? Yeah, we
sounded
like
Shrek right there. It was great.
A donkey!
We like our donkeys thick.
All right, here we go. Do you want to cut this one out?
Yeah, I'll try cutting it out. I'll try doing something.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay. All right. Be careful, please.
Okay. Oh, I kind of like how this feels.
Always go away from you, not towards you.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Make sure. It's okay. Make sure that you're going all the way through.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good call. Oh. Okay.
You got this, girl.
I feel like I'm impaired motor skills right now.
Maybe you shouldn't be using it with the X-Acto knife.
Actually, yeah, I guess I did take my lucky shot at the beginning there. But no, I'm okay. Okay.
Nah. Don't go towards you. Don't go towards you.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mom. All right, now I'm good.
I can't even watch. Can't even watch, you guys. I'm so nervous. I didn't have to watch Kayla, but Marissa's sitting right next to me. I'm so nervous.
No, I know. I put my fingers right where I would cut.
All right, there she is.
Okay.
While you talk, I'll cut off these things.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, Marissa.
But it would make for such a good story, you know? If I cut off my finger,
no, it would be the ultimate art party failure.
Yeah, it would be.
Sure.
I'd get to go on Oprah.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
Okay. You keep going. I'm going to cut these little bits off.
So it truly wasn't.
If someone give me a pair of scissors, I will cut.
Okay, I'll give you some scissors.
Okay. So it's going to be like this?
Yes.
Anything you want to say about the donkey, or about Texas, or about Mexico, or about
Bethlehem,
or Bethlehem?
I feel like you're guiding me somewhere.
No,
but I'm not.
No, it's no. Sure, there's so many.
Jane is not following.
He's not following.
Yeah. I like donkeys. They're probably my favorite favorite of the equines.
Perfect
equine. Do they count as an equine? I don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got
like them, horses, zebras, like what else?
Giraffes.
Okapis.
Okapis.
Giraffe family.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Let's see.
Got silly noses.
So, okay.
A mule. Is the mule the same as a donkey?
Is a mule the same as a donkey?
A mule.
No,
is...
I think a mule is a half horse, half donkey.
That's like it. A bred half horse, half donkey.
Yeah.
I did not know. Mm-hmm. So mules are all sterile.
Yep.
I did not know that. That's so sad.
It is sad. What's so sad about?
They just can't have their own family.
I don't think mules and horses like think about it like we do, Gina.
They're only ever part of somebody else's family.
But like, they can party as much as they want.
That's right. Okay, so if I do like, I think if we go like this and we just cut the lengths of like whatever the boop. Boop.
Wait, what do you mean? Sorry.
Like, okay, so, like, sure. We need to cut this one, like, one of them this long.
But, like, make it that fat?
Probably.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, make it easy on us.
All right.
And then, like, this one's not long enough, so we'll use it for, like, other, like, shorter pieces.
Okay. Okay. Very nice.
This is, like, bottom leg.
Okay. Awesome.
This is back.
Okay. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to look up why they use donkeys.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Why are piñatas donkeys? Oh, okay, it's pretty simple. So we just looked up why piñatas are generally traditionally shaped like donkeys, like the one that we are going to be making. We mentioned that they originally were shaped like stars to symbolize the Star of Bethlehem. Which guided the three wise men and shepherds to Jesus' place of birth. The donkey just simply stands for the donkey that Mary rode on that journey.
Okay, the donkey she rode. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
okay.
At least this is that. Just is that.
So it doesn't mean ass.
It could.
Okay.
But nope, it's just very concrete representation.
Okay, so my edges are not smooth. Were your edges smooth, Kayla?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, good.
Whoop.
I mean, pretty smooth. I'm just kidding.
Failing. Okay. Now, trying to cut away from me.
So the next thing we need to do...
No, I didn't bleed.
Oh, God, no.
I just poked myself.
Get out of here.
I'm almost done. I can do this.
CPR on the finger. CPR on the finger. Wait, if it comes off, you just have to put it on ice, right?
That's so true. Like, I think we could have time to finish the podcast and then go to the hospital.
No!
I'm sorry. We're not doing that. Okay. That's not part of the plan.
Okay.
The next thing we have to do is just make strips all like similar size, similar width strips.
Could
right?
we use like this?
Yeah,
like
I'm just this. Gonna use the flaps.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure you're okay?
Oh. Oh, it's a little red.
But no, like bleeding
no,
or
no,
red?
No, just like no. No, it's all good. Good. Shh. Okay. Alright, I'm just doing the nose now. I'm almost done.
That's almost, but not quite.
So we can't fail when you're planning
so well.
Oh, perfect.
Stop doing that.
Sorry. Okay, so I'm going to cut those out.
Yeah.
So we need a
let me see. That's the same. If we see, does that need to be the same width as, do these things need to be same width?
No.
Okay. Forget it.
She knows what she's doing.
She does.
Her nonchalant.
No.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, Gina has a sick toddler right now. She's allowed to be as nonchalant as she wants in this podcast. Ta-da!
Okay, let me get the tape. You found it?
Yes.
Perfect.
I'll also get your tape.
Okay, I think it's...
Wait, we're going to try to tape this?
Yeah.
It'll probably stick.
Yeah, I use packing tape.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so go cut these out. And then, of course, we'll have to make a little hole to put the tequila bottles in.
Yes. So we'll that's usually somewhere. Like on the back, like where the neck or, you know, the very mm-hmm. top of it is. And I don't mm-hmm. think you put cardboard there. You kind of just put tissue paper so you
yeah.
can
so that, yeah, that's where it all falls out. And we do have these giant wine bottles, but I know tequila is...
That's a good point. These will not...
Yes.
We might be able to fit a couple.
But yeah.
If we get it just right.
All right. Where's our back? Inside leg back. Okay, so let's try back first.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we want Zulily facing out? I guess not. It doesn't really matter because
no, I want no. Let's put the name brand out.
Yeah, let's do that. We're about branding.
Really courting that sponsorship.
I know. I know. I already lost the Cricut sponsorship. They'll never. They heard that and they're like, I lost them money. Okay. All right, so what we're doing now is we've got all the cardboard cut out. Thank you. You got it. And now we're going to use packing tape to create the 3D effect.
I'll hold and you can place some tape.
Okay, perfect.
Ooh, everyone take pictures?
Sure, I'll take pictures.
Thank you.
They are a little bit different in size because the one that I outlined is obviously a little bit bigger.
Well, I let's not forget that I did a shitty job of the exacto knife.
That's okay. That's okay. We want it to be here.
That's okay. All part of the failing.
I know. Guys, I'm actually worried this is going to be too good and it's going to be inconsistent.
This actually, might be not bad.
I know. That's so. And
would it be that bad if on our failure art party we had one success?
I guess. I'll allow it.
Now, did you plan for an access port of any kind?
We did not.
Okay.
But we can leave one of the feet open.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
It might be a little sturdy.
Can you leave off some pieces?
Maybe.
Sure.
Let's leave off some pieces. Break it.
Belly.
Okay, wait. So we should put... Oh, sorry. The hole's in the foot. Sorry.
Okay. We just decided to hold in the head.
Oh, a hole in the head.
Sweet. Look at this little dude.
I know.
I know. We need bottom foot.
Maybe we should name him.
What's a good donkey name?
Sal.
Sal?
Sal. I was thinking, like, would it be wrong to, like, pick a human name for a donkey name?
Hmm.
Okay.
Boy?
Boy, just calling him boy.
No, like I'm asking a boy name.
Yeah, I do think of that. The donkey has more male characteristics. I mean, they can be female or male, but you know.
Speaking of donkeys, this is going on an aside. Which of the political parties is the donkey?
Democrat. Okay, so we have almost constructed the donkey.
Yes.
It looks like it might be not like terrible.
Kinda cute. Yeah, kind of cute. Sal. Okay.
Sal.
I'm pretty sure this might be another
Italian.
Julio.
Jose.
We're
going there.
But we know Jose's.
Well, we learned in our podcast history that the donkey is, you know, the Latin part of, but the pinata is Asian.
Pig.
Who should come up with
it? Yeah, an Asian.
Chin-Li.
Oh my god.
You fixed it.
Don.
Make it better now.
So we could do Don Key.
Isn't like Don Quixote?
Yeah.
Okay,
Don Quixote. I think that was... Maybe that was what do you call them? What's those crappy cartoons that were on the television back in the 60s? Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, okay,
I think that might have been a Hanna-Barbera character. Okay. Don Quixote.
But I like that.
But I think it's like a literary story. There's like a story Don Quixote.
Yeah, no, sure. But we get Don Quixote. Yeah.
With an X, right?
Q Q U I X O T E. Another Q.
So fun fact, my last name is Keith. And my parents wanted to name my parents wanted to name my youngest brother Don, because then his name would have been Don Keith.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did they like the story that much? Were they that big of fans?
Or it was just Don
Keith? No. Oh. Like his name would have been Don Keith.
Oh, okay.
Kayla's last name is not Quixote.
I know, but like, it's halfway there though. If they do
it
that,
would have been like, it would have been like Drake Bell naming his kid Taco, or like Alicia naming her kid Car.
Okay. Remember when you told us? Can you tell us that someone asked you if you were related to Alicia Keys?
Do I look like I'm related to Alicia Keys? cookies. I would.
All right, what are we going to fill this with, kids? I have some leftover Easter candy.
Okay.
Oh, wine.
We got wine, but...
Do you think we can...
Can it sustain? Well, we are engineering females.
Oh, it's perfect.
Does it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Look.
It's upright.
So you know we're supposed to beat these at the bat, but considering that there's wine in there, which is...
And it's plastic, it's not glass, just if you're worried about that.
Back there, but not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one, two is in there.
Awesome.
In there, we got two. Yeah. I think that's all we got, though, until we put the head on.
Okay, perf.
Okay,
back head.
We have room for like one or two more.
Yeah, no, that's where the little... And the smaller liquor ones will go in. Kayla's getting, this is for Kayla's birthday, she's getting tequila. Yeah.
Getting mini bottles of tequila.
Maybe I should fill up, the next part, segment of our, for tissue paper, I should get some more tequila.
It's so cute.
I know, it's true. And it is just cute.
Totally wasted. Yeah.
I love decorating.
I'm terrible at decorating sugar
You
cookies.
Don't happen to have any googly eyes, do you? Nah, it's no. All right. No worries. Okay.
What do I?
All
right, back.
We can head, just marker on some.
Oh, no.
That's here, okay. Tape it.
Tape it.
We got tape.
She's saying, oh, no, because that was me accidentally cutting through his
That'll
ear
just give us a little bit of a better chance to,
oops.
Smash this guy up.
I know. Oh, my God. He's going to get annihilated. Wait, what did we just say? No, Donkey. No, what was his name again?
We just Don.
Just Don. Don.
In lieu of your brother not being named Don. We need one for his bootay.
Okay. So is that where we're going to do the hole? In the butt? No, in the foot.
The legs.
Okay.
That's a pretty good idea, though.
A hole in the butt. Yeah.
A
butt
he's a
hole.
Jackass.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so clever. I'm so proud of us. But I think it's too late to do a butthole.
Yeah. We'll have to put it in the back of the neck, like maybe right here, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Right below the ear.
We still have the exacto knife. We could cut a butthole.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A functional butthole.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
God.
A little tilty. But it's okay.
It's
okay.
A little catarrhompus, but it'll work.
Should we do head first or should we go bottom first?
Do you want to
just, we'll leave the head open and we'll fill from the head. Is that
okay? Sure.
So we'll start going with this part. So we need a bottom foot.
Okay.
You guys, this actually worked. I did not think that this plan was going to work, but it actually worked.
Aww. Thanks for sharing that.
You have like no faith
actual,
in yourself.
Like the actual like measuring of the pieces. I was like, this seems like right things, but I'm no engineer.
But you are, yeah. It's STEM. Women in STEM. Let's go. I'm sorry.
Yes, women in STEM. Make those piñatas, gals.
Okay.
Cute.
You know, if I tape it too good, is it gonna be like not breakable?
We're gonna have to really, really.
I like wham that.
On
we are.
We're gonna have a little bit of a gap. We're gonna have to cover this baby up with some tissue. All right, guys, we are on. We have finished the cardboard portion, and he looks so cute.
He is.
Don is. We're so proud of Don.
Don is going places, guys.
So far,
Don is not a off-brand piñata. He's on brand,
on point. And so now we are applying the tissue paper, adding the little ruffles, and it's looking good so far. So
are we gonna do like different colors or
all? Oh, I think we should do different colors.
Is there any pattern you'd like to do, or just spontaneous?
No, I don't think we should do a pattern. I think we should do completely random. But I don't want to do like. Like, all different colors next to each other. We don't want to do, like, blue, red.
All right, I'll start working on different colors.
I guess. Right? What do you think, Kayla?
Kayla, you are the expert here.
Why am I an expert? I don't want to be a piñata expert.
I think randomized color.
Okay. I think that's the best option.
Here's another blue one.
So Marissa, I'm so glad I picked piñata.
Yes. You got the... And now we know how to make piñatas.
Yes.
And it's not that hard.
I mean, they're not big.
And by any means.
It could have been big. It could have been more failure if we did a papier-mâché.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think maybe I should have started from the bottom to the top, and I did top to bottom, and I'm like, okay. First layer, fail. That's cool. I'll fix it. Yeah. So, okay. Dawn will have, like, you know, a decent hair cut. Maybe.
We could give him, like, a mullet.
I know.
A donkey mullet.
A donkey mullet. I love it.
I found the origin of the donkey's association with Democratic
Party. Tell us!
And on January 15th of 1870.
1870?
1870. So over 150 years ago, the first recorded use of a donkey to represent the Democratic Party appears in Harper's Weekly, drawn by political illustrator Thomas Nast, who you may have heard of.
Not heard.
Yeah.
Well, he was a big one back then.
He was a big what?
A big political cartoon.
Oh, okay.
One.
Okay. Yeah.
Just human.
A big human. Giant.
The cartoon was entitled "A Live Jackass Kicking a Dead Lion."
Okay.
The jackass, a donkey, is tagged Copperhead Papers, referring to Democrat-dominated newspapers of the South, and the dead lion represents the late Edwin McMaster Stanton, President Abraham Lincoln's Secretary of War during the final 3 years of the Civil War. As for what, why exactly that's...
So, yeah, like right. I guess my question is...
So then where did the elephant come from? Like, I thought it was like a story...
Well, wait, is it negative then? Is it like... That makes it seem like it was kind of negative.
I think they referred to jackasses differently back then, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I think it was a little bit less pejorative. It seems to be more...
Stubbornness?
Yeah. And just
because back like when the parties were first created, it was opposite of what they are now, right? Like Democrats were more conservative.
Yeah, pretty much. Certainly in the racial matters.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to learn more about history than watching Alexander Hamilton.
Kayla, you're killing it over there.
I don't think I am, but I thank you, because I'm getting hair all over Dawn. So Dawn has
Hair?
Yeah, because, you know, pregnancy makes you lose all of your flipping hair.
Oh my God.
Don't have kids. It's a trap.
Having a baby makes you lose all
of your hair.
We're going to, like, hit this donkey and, like, hairballs are going to start falling out.
Yum, yum, yum.
This is likely. This is likely.
All right. That's fine.
This may happen.
So for everybody listening, we have good strips of yellow, red, green, blue, and now Marissa just pulled out a big old pink.
I was kind of hiding it, I guess. Sorry.
I am not doing any rhyme or reason to my pattern.
And we asked you not to.
I am just sticking colors.
And Marissa and I are just cutting off large strips the length of the tissue paper, and then we are just making little, like, fringy cuts along the side to make it look more pinata-y.
I like that. Pinata-y.
More pinata-esque, if you will.
I don't know if I should have been left in charge of the taping.
You're doing a great job, Kayla. Would it be easier to use the tiny tape instead of the big pinks that they?
Oh, why did I not know that that was
Guys,
I've been using like packing tape this whole time
on the
when
paper.
We had scotch tape.
I'm so sorry. I did put it on, but I didn't make an announcement about it, so I apologize.
She should have made an announcement.
I should have,
y'all.
Maybe I secretly wanted a little failure, so.
Well.
Because things were going too good.
Okay, well, we are not. We are.
Yeah.
Woo! This taping bit is hard. It looks, you know, like, oh yeah, we're just going to tape some, you know, some tissue paper. It's not easy.
Yeah. But I really do think you're doing a good job.
Yeah,
it's
me
got
too.
The frills.
Yeah.
Oh, Dane's got a method. Look, he cut it.
Fold
them in. Dane's all about the work that's smarter, hard. Not harder.
That's right. Anything to not work harder.
That's how you make a snowflake.
Fold it and cut and fold it and cut.
Wow. So much productivity.
Cut. It's a little. Maybe there's a little.
Do not come to our work and tell us how to be productive, Dane. Guys, remember how I said I should do bottom to top?
You do forget.
Yeah. It's okay. It doesn't look that terrible.
That works so well.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
If this was like an assembly line, they would send you.
I'd be Lucille Ball and you'd be the boss.
Right.
For sure.
God, I know we'd be like just trying to stuff the chocolates in our
mouths.
Angry. Oh my goodness.
Except I'd be just shoving tissue paper in my mouth.
Or in our bras to make our boobs look bigger.
Yes. Or just
I don't need that right now.
Mine are dead. Mine are dead these days, you guys. They dead.
I'm sorry. Oh, because they're out of breast milk.
They're just so
sorry.
Sad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, they look
great.
Guess that's what happens when you feed two children for 2 years.
Wait, they're sad how?
They're still there, but they're just
saggy.
They're just sad. They're just, yeah, they're just very...
But wait,
okay, so you just need to go get a new bra.
I don't know if I'm going to leave this on the podcast, but if you don't wear a bra, don't your boob muscles are like, I got to work harder to perk up now? Or how does that work?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. If it's a thing, we should free the titties.
If that's a thing, I'm never wearing a bra again.
Free the tatas.
I have vowed very, very, very emphatically that I'm never, ever, 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 ever going near a bra with an underwire again.
Girl, yes. They suck.
They're so bad. And now that I know that you don't have to do that, I'm never doing it.
Oh, and
I'm out of scotch tape.
I know. Who was the underwire idea? I feel like, I guess.
A band.
It's literally like only one step better than like boning of a corset.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very much. I agree with that.
Damn it.
Screw the patriarchy.
Burn your bras.
Burn your bras. Yeah. What do you think about bras, Dane?
Dane's like, I thought we were doing a segment on pinatas.
What do you want me to think about bras?
No.
Very good answer, Dane. What do you want me to think about bras?
I know.
My goodness, I love it.
That really looks like a pinata.
I know.
And you're surprised. That's okay. Yeah. I'm surprised.
Don and Dane is like, wow, Don looks amazing.
So do you have a marker we could put little eyes on?
We could.
I'm sure I have some paper we can cut out.
Yeah, I do a little... paper eyes and paper.
Or I have some vinyl that's sticky right here. I'm sure that'll work as a sticker.
And all kind of craft materials.
Gina is very crafty. Okay, guys, I am finishing up the pinata, finishing the last of the tissue paper. And this may not be a complete fail. We may have actually successfully made a craft on Failure Art Party.
Oh
podcast.
My God, I know.
Marissa's not happy about it. I mean, let's be honest. This is not perfection. There are obviously mistakes. But in the grand scheme of things, it actually looks like a pinata.
Will this make it look better or worse? Look at those pupils. That's amazing. Wait, no, the pupils are the... No, the irises are the colored part. The pupils are the black. That's a
I mean, you can
pupil.
See, like, over here where I kind of...
Yeah. And then maybe another little frill on the nose, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 I got you, Boo.
Yeah. Thanks, Boo.
It's amazing.
I can't wait to see these eyes.
They're very dilated. Oh, he just went to the optometrist.
I think we need a pink one right here.
I think by the time I got to the back, I was getting good. The rest of it, not so much.
So it looks like...
Poor Don.
Horrible tongue. I guess we could just give him a horrible tongue.
Good.
Okay.
Possibilities are endless here. I ripped up a little piece for the front.
Okay.
He's cute.
Oh, he really is.
Oh, my God. I'm going to feel bad.
Does he look like a donkey?
Yeah. I think he looks more like a Scotty.
Yes.
Yeah, a little Westie. Like a little Westie dog.
Yes.
There's our fail. We were supposed to have a donkey, and we have a dog.
No, he looks a little less donkey, a little more scutty dog. Okay, let's put his eyes on.
Okay.
Let me see him. Right here, huh? On the side or on the front?
I think on either side.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Unless you want to commit to Scotty, then you could put him on the front.
They're definitely Scotty on the front.
Yeah.
So now we have a decision.
I know. It's sticky. So much commentary on the donkey. Let's keep the donkey vibe.
We already named him Don. Like,
I'm sorry.
He's so cute.
There he is.
Wow.
Guys, I'm in love. I'm in love.
Man.
I love him.
Hey, we need a picture of you holding him, please.
He is choked out of his gourd.
Look at this thing. You know. All right. Anyway, yes, take a picture. I want to... Put all three of us kissing him.
Absolutely.
Okay, feels okay. Everybody.
I'll hold him from here.
How cute is he?
Oh my god. We did it.
We did it, guys. I love this.
And he's full of wine.
He's full of wine.
And he looks it too.
He's a little dry. Wait, maybe we can tape this pink a little bit more. It just kind of
needs to drop, maybe.
There you go. He's cute.
Oh.
Okay,
the perfect birthday pinata.
He is.
The back looks really good, Kayla.
I know. By the time I got to the back, I was like, "Yeah, I got it." Cool.
Can you take a picture of
that? But you look at the side, and you're like, "Oh no, this is not no."
It's okay. It's a failure art party.
No, it's good.
Now you just have to take good care of him for another like 2 weeks.
Oh, I can definitely do that. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. He'll go in a special place.
Like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, so we do wrap up. Wrap up is just where we talk about highs, lows, lessons we've learned.
Mm-hmm. Bottom to top.
Wait, expand on that, Kayla.
Okay, so I made the mistake of the tissue paper. I started like, oh, okay, I'm going to start putting tissue paper on the top. Well, if you do that and you layer down, you don't see all the colors. So you need to start from the bottom.
So the fringe overlaps on the tissue paper.
Yes,
fringe.
Yeah, so fringe overlaps on fringe.
Like
so
this.
Do
so
it
she did
from
the red first, then pink, then
yeah,
green.
Yeah, so
then
bottom to top, no matter where you're doing. Because you look at some of my pieces on the side and you can see, like, oh, like this was not the most thought out plan. So there's that. By the time I got to his back, though, his back looks beautiful.
His back is gorgeous.
Yes.
He's got a gorgeous back.
Everything else is not so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I actually didn't anticipate. Well, we had teamwork, but I thought this was going to take longer, and it really did not.
Yeah.
But we did the cardboard version, not a paper mache version.
And to be fair, the donkey is maybe a foot and a half by a foot.
It's a little donkey.
It's a very small.
It's not huge.
But it fit like 7 mini bottles of wine, y'all.
It did. No,
a surprising amount of wine. We just happened to make the...
And they're not that small.
The legs the donkey. Perfect wine.
Yeah, I think my high is just like how... Because sometimes I guess in these episodes, like I feel like it takes so long to do a craft, like I'm almost burning bridges because people are so unhappy. But this one didn't take that long. And
it was fun.
It was fun.
It still looks pretty homemade mediocre.
Yeah. It does.
Like the Pinterest mom fail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this could be like a definitely like a, this was our like goal picture. And then it's like.
And then it's like, nailed it.
Yes, yeah. And yeah. But I mean, and really, like, because you cover up the whole thing in tissue paper, like, the cardboard doesn't have to be exact because it's all covered up. So I think there's a lot of, like, room for error, but it still will look okay. And the function still serves that it's filled with alcohol.
Yeah, we absolutely could have filled it with candy and it would have been fine.
Yeah. Sure. Gina, do you have any thoughts about highs, lows, lessons learned? Are you going to make any pinatas in the future?
Oh, no. Yeah, for sure. I think as long as the shape that you're making is simple.
I feel like you could do a lot of really cute, simpler stuff than a donkey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if you do like a star or a moon or, you know, like something that's not like super intricate.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely pinatas with more detail. This... I mean, not it has legs and it has a neck and a nose, a little bit of detail, but some pinatas can get really detailed. So, but I really like the eyes, the dilated eyes.
To be fair, for everyone who I had some leftover vinyl right next to me, and I just very, very hastily cut out some circles. So
You know, Gina, I think you think. Well,
he
under
might
pressure.
Be, he might, you know, he might just be a little drunky from too much wine. He's a boozy donkey.
He's a boozy donkey for a boozy birthday on May 5th.
Yeah,
it's coming up. Maybe I'll just do a little bonus, if you don't mind. I don't always have to be recording all the time. But, I mean, like, on your birthday, like, like a little bonus, like, this is the finale of Dawn. A mini episode of us just wailing on Dawn.
Poor Dawn.
Poor Dawn.
Poor Dawn will be ripped apart because
maybe some video from the inside. Here's our social media consultant coming in here.
Take that
Dane.
Back.
Dane, do you have any thoughts about the pinata?
I think it's great. I think it's one of the best pinatas I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, stop it.
I've seen a lot of pinatas.
And I've seen a lot of pinatas.
You know, most of them, they're like a knockoff Spider-Man or a knockoff Elmo or something like that. Yeah. This is
a traditional.
Don the Donkey. That's not copyright infringement of any sort. That's an original intellectual property.
Sure.
Concocted by the three of you, and I'm very impressed.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. All right. Okay, any final thoughts?
No.
Good. All right, thank you. Good job, friends. This wraps up our pinata episode. Remember to go to Failure Art Party on Instagram or like Failure Art Party on Facebook to see pictures. Wow, yes. To see pictures, to see commentary. And, you know, email failureartparty@gmail.com if you have an idea of how we can fail hard. Okay, that wraps. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for having us.
Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. And at the next one, she'll have another failure.